Best known as one half of the husband and wife folk duo Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Arion. Johnny actually began his musical career in the midst of the alt-country renaissance of the 1990s. With his new band U.S. Elevator, he returns to his musical roots with a melodic blend of sounds that marry tonight's The Night era Neil Young to the more psychedelic side of the Beatles. No stranger to our airwaves, Johnny is here to tell us about his new project and record and what he calls the Polaroid approach to recording. U.S. Elevator will be at Club Helsinki in Hudson, New York tomorrow night, and Johnny Arion is here in the studio this morning. How are you, sir?
I am great, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you with us. It's very nice for you to come in live. I appreciate that. And we'll, of course, you're going to be at Club Helsinki tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
So why start there?
Well, the next show is in Cleveland, opening up for the Stone Temple Pilots, and the guys in U.S. Elevator have never played live, so I thought we might want to do a rehearsal of some sort.
That seems like a good plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are going to be some big venues and that we're hitting the road with. We actually cheated a little bit. We did a show in Santa Barbara last Friday night down in an area they call the Funk Zone.
Yeah.
In Santa Barbara, and it went well. But you know, the band.
That's what
we
called our old studio, the Funk
really?
Zone.
The Funk
yeah,
Zone.
Yeah.
The Funk Brothers in the Funk Zone. but we, you know, we made the record back in February, and before that, we had only been, you know, in a rehearsal space, kind of just having fun, which spawned the idea of the album. And the picture there is it's a picture of a 24-track Studer 2-inch tape machine.
And you're pointing to the cover of the CD.
The
which
album.
Isn't out yet, right? This comes out in...
We'll have them at the show.
Okay.
November 3rd is the day the horse will be out of the barn digitally.
Okay.
But so we to could, speak.
All right. But we can
we'll
we
have,
can
get we'll
our
have
hands
vinyl
on
and
it
CDs at the show.
Prior to that.
Yes.
So you're putting this out yourself, right?
Yeah, Route 8 Records is back in effect.
And here's my outsider perspective on that. You have a lot of control. You can see where it goes. You can do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
That seems kind of nice.
Yeah, and you can have a lot of Advil.
Well, that's the thing. Is it a pain in the ass, or does it, it? I mean, is it worth it? Or
I think so. I mean, in this day and age, I'm more excited about making, we made the record on a 24-track Studer tape machine.
Yeah.
So every time there's a project that I'm excited about, it just seems like I need to do it myself. I'm moving a little too fast for I don't know. It just seems that I end up doing it, and that's fine. I tend to micromanage and you know, we're having fun making the project, and we're trying to have fun doing it this time. I'm
okay.
Trying to have more fun doing
all
it,
right.
Which means I've been more hands-on, actually, within doing the radio and the publicity, and I have a very good friend, my buddy Zeke Hutchins, who manages Leon Bridges and Sharon Van Etten and Deer Tick, who actually, this record came about because when Sarah Lee and I put out the Wasaic Way record that we made with Jeff and Pat of Wilco, my buddy Zeke was like, you know, why don't you try, because we put out the projects ourselves, so why don't you try putting rock over here, and then you guys make like a folk record, Johnny.
Yeah.
Maybe some acoustic guitars and just your voices. And so after about a year and a half of letting that kind of happen, the record just kind of, my buddy Alan Kozlowski, who lives in Santa Barbara, said, you should go get my 24-track tape machine. It's down at Jackson Brown Studio. And this tape machine weighs 1,200 pounds.
Now, what's the vintage of that tape machine? When was this thing produced?
It's like late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
It's like right the one before Michael Jackson. So I guess that'd be like 83 or something.
Okay. So in the category of, they don't make them like that anymore.
They don't. I mean, the low end is amazing. And so the Polaroid approach was, we set this thing up in my buddy Nate's house in Santa Barbara, who's an incredible woodworker, and we didn't wear headphones, and we just worked the songs up until we got them. And there's a speaker system out of Santa Barbara called Sonos, and they came and lined the house. So we would just go from completely old school vintage, not wearing headphones, getting the take, and then walking around in Nate's house in Santa Barbara and listening to these speakers that would just tell us which take to pick. And then we would dump it into the computer. So it's a very organic record in that sense of recording.
So track 7 would give you, you could say, okay, I like track 7, I don't like track 14.
Yeah, or take 7.
Right, take 7.
Yeah, like take, yeah. That's the one. You know, and then I used one reel of tape. Actually, it was we made a record with Vetiver a couple years back in a studio called Dreamland in West Hurley, not Woodstock, but West Hurley.
Yes, got it right.
And you know, I still had that roll of 2-inch tape where there was like one song on there, so we just used that reel of tape the whole time, and people were like, Johnny, you're going to have to get more tape. And I was like, no, we're just going to erase over everything like I used to do with my tape recorder, you know, just tape over all that. And so we used one reel of tape, and that's how we got the album.
So musically, so we've talked a lot about the technology. So let's talk about the music. And as I alluded to in the introduction of going back to your musical roots, if you will. So
I think the roots is just louder, Johnny.
Well, it's still you, no matter what it is, it's still you.
Yes.
But what that would say to me, and kind of getting through the PR stuff of it, when I look at that, I think, okay, well, this is what he's comfortable playing. This is sort of what, if you just let him go and say, this is what he's comfortable doing.
Well, I love playing folk music.
Yeah.
I love playing folk music, you know, anytime, especially when it's the perfect venue, you know? Like, I love playing at Cafe Lena. I would never walk into Cafe Lena with my loud guitar, and because it's just not the right setting, you know? And Sarah Lee and I we've figured out that we need certain rooms to do our vibe, like
right.
our thing. And so that's a very tight acoustic thing. But I also love to be loud and be physical and sweat as well when I'm playing music.
So we love our children, you know, the same. We love them all the
exactly.
same.
Exactly.
So, but this
one's a little older than the other one. That's, that's the only.
So you like playing loud too. I mean, that's a cool thing.
Yeah, I love playing loud guitar. It's just a different animal. It's a different, you know, I sing differently. I play differently. And I have, you know, it's a different energy that I need to just do sometimes.
All right, now we have, let's listen to a little bit of a song. So okay. you pick one that is just like loud and nuts. That
are we gonna play the whole thing?
No, or? off this list.
Off of this list.
That list.
That list. Communities. Sleep Ain't Nothing But Dust, Brother. Maybe. These are more tame songs, actually.
All right. That's fine.
This is fine. Just Sleep Ain't Nothing But Dust, Brother. Be good.
All right. Here we go.
Or...
And it's off Johnny's new CD, which is U.S. Elevator, which is the name of the band, and the name of the album.
Make a coffin of your heart. It's gonna be sad, but you got a new start. When the angels sing, do you listen? Does it scare you or does it give you an exotic?
I can say this because I've heard the album, but you know that when you take that out, it's tame, maybe in comparison, but it's still great.
That's not one of the you know louder songs on the album, but when you see that live, that vibe is a little more rambunctious than a Sarah Lee and Johnny show for sure.
How did you get to open for how the Stone Temple Pilots opening come about?
That Robert DeLeo, who is the writer of the band, the bass player, who's actually has a house very close to here that I didn't know, and loves the area. I took him to the Dreamaway Lodge last time he was
very
in town. And he heard Dangerous Love. KCRW, just out of the blue, wanted to premiere the song Dangerous Love about a month and a half ago or somewhere back in then. And he heard that and contacted Nate, the bass player, and said, I want to record you guys. So before Sarah Lee and I flew out back in the summer to go to do some touring in Europe, I flew right out and I wrote three songs for the session. And when we were done with the session, he said, can you come out with us in the fall and tour? And we said, yeah.
That's a really quick turnaround.
Yeah, it was. It's been, the whole thing is just, I mean, the record was just made in February, so it's been quick. The whole thing has been pretty quick, which is good.
So you're ready to go on the road?
Kind of, yeah.
What can we expect at the show tomorrow night?
Helsinki's going to be great. My buddy Darren Jesse, who plays in a band called Ben Folds 5.
Yes.
Who I'm sure everyone out there has seen it. I know they played Tanglewood not too long ago. Darren is the drummer for Ben Folds 5, and he wrote a few of their hits, Brick being one of them, and he's going to do some of his songs acoustic and play on piano, and then U.S. Elevator will come out after him, and we're going to have a fun time.
Well, U.S. Elevator will perform at Club Helsinki in Hudson tomorrow night, and to learn more, you can visit HelsinkiHudson.com or uselevator.net. uselevator.net. Johnny, we'll end it there because I want to leave a little time so people can hear some more of your music. But thank you very much for being here. It's always a
thank you. I love WAMC.
We love having you here.
It's, and you make me laugh when you laugh.
Well, so. thank you very much. I'll try to do that more often. We post all of our, whenever you're talking about Trump, it just comes easily, doesn't it? We'll post all of our segments online, wamc.org/roundtable. Again, find out more about Johnny and the group by going to uselevator.net. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.
It's gonna be sad, but you got a new star. When the angels does it scare you or does it give you an exalted disposition? When it's praying the Lord, my soul to keep, and you gently pull off the covers, remember sleep.